And welcome back to the KCII PM Sports page. We're going to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Golf Athlete of the Week now. Now joined by Winfield Mountain Union's Nolan Ross. Nolan, congratulations and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you, and I'm just happy to be here, and thanks for having me.
Nolan, coming off of Monday, a conference championship, the program's first team championship at the Southeast Iowa Super Conference meet. We'll talk about the team, but first, from an individual standpoint, you shot a 79, third overall. Great day and consistency. You had a 40 and 39 for your front and back nine. So looking back at Monday, Nolan, what was really working for you?
My putter was pretty consistent because the greens were a bit slow, so you could just hit it and hope. But my tee shots were putting me in good spots so I could try to hit some greens.
And what did you think of Schaefer Golf Course Monday?
I like the layout of it, but I think with all this rain that we've been getting, it's kind of hard for them to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
And the greens and stuff were a little bit long, but I don't blame them for that really one bit.
Sure. Coming into the contest, was there an individual goal you wanted to set out? I mean, third, obviously a great showing.
My previous 2 years, I had gotten first team, and I would like to, and my goal was to continue that, and I did.
Let's move to the team. They won by one stroke to capture the conference title. Doesn't get any closer than that. How'd you do it?
I think one of my teammates that started directly behind me, we both played very solidly, and everybody else did their parts as well. But the one and two really showed.
Mm-hmm. For a while during the meet, did you realize how close it was, or did you have an idea that it was going to come right down to the wire?
My dad came up and said, I think the teams that got second and third need to have their last guys come in with something along the lines of like an 82 and a 93, and neither one of them got that done. So once he said that, I'm like, okay, once everybody's about in.
Okay. And then at the ceremony or the moment the team realized that they were conference champs, what was that scene like? Just walk us through that.
Well, we were sitting right by the projector screen, and I look over and I see Winfield Mount Union team place one. I just grinned and turned back to the other five guys and held my fingers in the W and just smiled at them.
You know, when I talked to Coach Mitch Walks, he said that for all he knows, that is a program's first ever Super Conference title. That's got to be pretty special.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of hard to believe with the quality of competition that we have in this conference, that's only the first one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a good conference, but we've had such good teams in the past, like, 6 years that it's weird to think that we have never won.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking about him, Coach Mitch Walks. What do you like about him? How would you describe his coaching style?
He's so level-headed. It's a nice contrast to what most people play their games as. And to be honest, he's so experienced in the game. And as a coach, with his success in girls basketball, he knows how to be successful in whatever sport he is coaching.
Mm-hmm. A great day it was for your team. Congratulations on that. Moving forward, how can you guys use that when to propel you, because obviously just a couple days away, Friday is sectionals and it's go time for the season?
Well, I hope we can just use the positive momentum of that first place finish as a team to take it into sectionals and then districts and hopefully the big one.
Mm-hmm. Let's preview sectionals on Friday, New London. What do you know about that course and what can you expect come Friday?
Number two is the hardest par three I have ever played, and I've played at Whistling Straits and TPC Scottsdale.
What about it makes it so tough?
It's ridiculously narrow. It's 15 yards left is out of bounds, 10 yards right is pond. We have a predicted north wind, so keep it away from the out of bounds. We'll push it to the water.
Okay. Could go without saying, but as we stand right now, individual and team goals moving forward.
To continue the tradition that Winfield Mount Union Golf has had recently and postseason success,
mm-hmm.
whether it just survive in advance.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Best of luck to you. Your team on Friday. A little fun one here for you. Out of all the courses you've played on, do you have a favorite and why?
Personally, it's the course in Burlington Golf and Country Club in Burlington. It's what I consider my home course when not in the regular golf season, and it's just I just enjoy playing there and the people that I play with while I'm there.
Mm-hmm. This can be professionally or maybe an upperclassman a couple years ago. Do you have a golf idol?
personally, I thank my friend and former teammate, Caleb Heggie, who is currently playing for Mount Mercy Golf. I've played with him since before I can remember even, and he's just taught me how to work hard, how to play smart, and just how to play the game correctly.
Okay. This can be golf, this can be sports or non-sports related. What do you like about Winfield Mountain Union?
It's just the fact that we as a team play together and not apart. We work together, we practice together, and we all play together well.
Last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." How do you use that motto to prepare for competition?
Well, I used to run cross country, so that would always keep me in pretty good shape. But I always stretch before meets, even before I hit the driving range to take some practice swings and hit balls. I always stretch with the heaviest two clubs in my bag and just do like toe touches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, Nolan, congratulations once again on a third place finish and the conference title from a team standpoint on Monday, and hope to keep things rolling into Friday.
Thank you, and I hope that we keep things rolling into Friday as well.
That's Nolan Ross, Jr., the Winfield Mountain Union golf team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Golf Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside. We've got more on today's show coming up next on KCII.